I wasn't disappointed this past spring when my forays into deer fly habitats, including woodlands, marshes, and ponds, were unencumbered by deer flies trying to get a meal from me. But I was perplexed by their absence. Even in drought years, deer flies in our area have remained strong in number and all but predictable in the timing of their arrival, which typically follows the first emergence of no-see-ums in late April and early May. The deer fly life cycle is like that of many other flies, with egg, larva, pupa, and adult stages. The deer fly starts out in summer as an egg placed by an adult female on a plant stem overhanging fresh water. In a matter of days, a tiny worm-like maggot emerges from its egg, drops into the water, and sinks down to take up residence in the surface layer of mud, where it will spend the next several months finding and eating tiny prey animals, including worms, snails, and the larvae of aquatic insects. In late winter, the elongate, whitish-colored larvae leave the pond and bury themselves in shallow soil to metamorphose into adulthood, which typically occurs in April and May. Deer fly larvae can be abundant in some wetland habitats, but they aren't always easy to find, in spite of their half-inch length. Finding deer fly larvae involves carefully sifting samples of muddy sediment. To do this, I employ a method similar to panning for gold, using a shallow white tray to hold a sample of mud that I can tease through with a bit of water. It's a tedious process, but always rewarding, as evidenced by the many other things I find. Deer flies have my attention right now, not simply because they are nagging me for a blood meal, but because they are most abundant this year in late June and now July, several weeks later than their expected April-May emergence, a likely consequence of prolonged cold winter weather that slowed the life cycle of many local plants, insects, and other organisms. While this may seem a minor observation, the fact is, deer flies are important springtime flower pollinators, the nectar-drinking males especially. As with mosquitoes, only the female deer fly bites and drinks blood as a protein-rich blood meal to nourish her eggs. In turn, deer flies are food themselves for insect-eating birds, including flycatchers, swifts, and swallows, and others, along with spiders, tree frogs, lizards, and dragonflies. In short, an abundance of deer flies is a good thing for flowers and fly eaters. As the saying goes, all things are connected by time and space, and though pondering the emergence of deer flies in one year may seem inconsequential, the practice of recording when things happen in nature, called phenology, provides reference points for tracking changes taking place in the world around us, whether it's the arrival of deer flies in spring or a hurricane in July.